No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the trainer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. For show number 3 from Sun and Fun, 50-year anniversary here in Lakeland, Florida. So much going on. We had to take 3 full shows and try to cover the bases best we could. We've done okay so far, pretty much, I'd say. Wouldn't you agree, Dennis?
I think we've done a great job of covering the drinking. I mean, the
if we
the
say
flying.
So. Well, we definitely got that base covered every time. But even the aviation stuff, we've covered quite a few bases. But once again, it takes 3 full shows to do it. Now, these
so
guys,
much to see.
So much to see. Now, you saw this next group of folks. So, where in Reno?
Well, I've seen them at numerous air shows over the years, but at Reno, I actually had the time to go in and talk to them a little bit. And so here we are at Lyft, talking to them about their aviation products that they have, things like shoes, helmets, headsets, things like that. And so,
yeah, you do a little bit of everything, kind of high-end stuff, right, Braden?
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Thanks, Dennis. Really happy to be here talking to you guys here at Sun and Fun 2024. So, like you said, we do a lot of cool stuff made by pilots for pilots.
Yeah, I mean, they got the helmets if you want to do the whole Tom Cruise thing and go that route. Or, you know, you just want to get cool shoes. They have those for pilots. And that's pretty important, especially when you're walking around like you here are, you know, at Sun and Fun. Your feet hurt.
Well, it's not so much that your feet hurt or that they're cool shoes, but... You know, living in Minnesota, I flew in, you know, street shoes or Sorel boots or whatever was appropriate for the weather. And it wasn't until moving to Florida when I got introduced to Hey Dude shoes and flew with those for the first time. And all of a sudden, I have a soft, flexible shoe where you could really feel how your feet are sitting on the rudder pedals. And I went, hey, wait a minute. I think these guys already had an idea, and I just didn't catch on soon enough. And so I wanted to find out, you know, how their dedicated aviation shoes are better than what we're going to find at your local Walmart.
Well, yeah, let's talk shoes. Brian, what can you tell us?
Yeah. So a little bit more about the shoes, some general points of interest that are a little bit different than what, you know, is typically worn in the cockpit. It's going to be, this shoe's designed to be narrow. So not narrow in fit, but narrow in overall design. So less material to get caught on the rudder pedals. When you're working the rudders, we want to make sure you're safe and accurate with your movements. All of our soles are oil-resistant soles, so no worry slipping on the hangar floor or any sort of oil spills or wetness. You got to keep yourself standing upright in order to fly that plane, first of all. So, you know, a lot of our our shoes are...
Well, that may be what the helmets are for, too.
Right.
If you fall, it might be, it might come
sure
in handy.
Stay upright, exactly.
That's right. But you don't want to fall. And, right. You know, if you're in the hangar where it's slippery floors, it takes care of that base. It makes it easier to operate the rudder pedals, like you said. Right. Functional and fashionable. So, I mean, are they good walking shoes, too, or not necessarily?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, they are. Yeah, so... and that'll bring me into kind of our sole material and our heel slider, which most people in the industry, if you have heard about Lyft Aviation and our shoes, would kind of set us apart by our heel slider technology. So the sole is very comfortable. It's designed to be able to walk in all day long, from the house to the hangar to the lesson to dinner, whatever you need. We've got you covered.
Or when the dogs are barking here at Sun and Fun, it might be time for an upgrade in the shoe department.
We have flip-flops in case the dogs are barking.
Okay, all right.
Dogs,
you got that.
The toes, or are you talking dogs on a leash?
No, I'm talking about the toes, trust me. If after a couple days of Sun and Fun or any big aviation event like Reno or Air Venture or Sun and Fun, you're going to put on the steps where a good pair of shoes makes a difference. But, you know, these look cool, too. I mean, I saw them up on display, but they're very comfortable, functional, and fashionable, right?
Right. I'd say that functionality is key when looking at a shoe for a pilot. We want to make sure that you're not only comfortable, but you're safe at the end of the day. So the heel slider technology allows for you to slide on the floor of the plane when you're working the rudder pedals, where most shoes would typically stick, get caught, or you would be floating your feet above that rudder pedal as well. So You know, stop by our booth, take a look at what we have to offer. We have plenty of sizes available. And you know, there is a model, a style, and a color for everybody.
Right. Well, you know, and it's important as a pilot to make sure you let everyone around you know that you are. And this is one more way to do so. The Lyft website is what?
LyftAviationUSA.com. We have awesome show specials that are also available on our website right now. $39 shoes. We're making sure we make room for all the more popular models coming up. So go get yourself a pair of online shoes, on sale shoes on our website. And if for some reason you're at Sun and Fun, feel free to check us out.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the helmets look pretty cool, too. Now, is that just for the fighter pilot group or people that want the ultimate Halloween costume as a pilot? What do you think?
A little bit of both? I'd say a little bit of both and a little bit of everything. So if you're off airport, anything that's not landing on a straight and level tarmac, we recommend you wear a helmet.
Yeah.
It's something where it's not for the Top Guns and the Tom Cruises. It's for everybody in between. So.
Hey, look, I'm not necessarily in that category, but I'm not above faking it.
Right.
And that would be one. How much do those things generally run? Does it really vary wildly depending on the features of the helmet that you're looking for or what?
Yeah, so you add features and it's all a la carte on top of, you know, our base level. And you're anywhere between, let's just say, $9.99 at show special all the way up to $5,000-$6,000, depending
really?
On what you add them to.
Okay,
yes.
But yeah, I'm looking at one right now. You have your headset built into it and the whole thing, just like Tom Cruise would on, you know, Maverick, Top Gun, right?
Yep, correct.
You guys do those custom, so you like get them exactly what you want, depending on the type of flying you do in that regard, I guess, right?
Yes, yep. Every one of our helmet orders is custom from start to finish. A customer will sit down with us, get the white glove treatment, and we really figure out what's beneficial for them and their needs.
There you go. Yeah, which one do you have?
I have the AV1 Core in a size medium with a light speed, and I absolutely love it.
And do you do the color scheme yourself? Do you customize that too, or are there different types of color schemes on the helmets? Because they can get pretty elaborate, can't they? I mean,
you know, you'd want the helmet to match your airplane, right?
Well, exactly, and probably your shoes, for that matter. I assume maybe and glass. I mean, they do glasses. They got apparel. They got some really, you know, they specialize. Lyft is doing some kind of high end type stuff. I mean, very, very high quality, not necessarily high cost, I would say, but it's kind of swanky. Would you agree with me on that, Brandon?
I would definitely say swanky is a word of choice, but make sure you guys realize that this product line is for the GA market.
It's accessible. It's not crazy
so
expensive.
Accessible.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the shoes start as low as like $39, right? They're not
exactly
like crazy expensive. So, I mean, you know, once again, get a pair of these aviation shoes from Lyft, and you'll be screaming to the people around you that you are a pilot. And we like to do that.
And not to mention, you have functional shoes now, not just, you know, tennis shoes that are gripping on the carpet when they're supposed to be sliding easily back and forth on the rudder pedals.
Yeah, and you guys are based out of where again, Braden?
My office is based out of southern Wisconsin, but we do all of our product development and engineering out of Southern California. So.
Okay. And are you a pilot yourself?
No, I'm working on it.
So. Like me.
Exactly.
You're a pilot.
Exactly.
I'm the perpetual pilot in training. So how far along are you? How many hours you have?
I'd say unofficial hours. I'd say probably 15 to 16 unofficial hours.
Okay.
I've done everything but land a plane and take it off. So.
All right. Well, you got to get all three. You got to get the takeoff, landing, and the flying in between there. But you'll get there, I'm sure. But enjoy the product. You know, I got about 120. Yeah, I got
over 14 years.
Yeah, quiet. Yeah, I'm enjoying the journey. That's what it's all about. But you guys will be at Air Venture, I assume. You do all the circuit and that kind of thing, or what?
Yes, sir. We will be at Air Venture this year, bigger than ever before. We'll have an 80x40 booth, and we'll be front and center and large and in charge. So feel free to come in and enjoy the booth and all the space that we have to offer, both at Sun and Fun and at the future events. A couple of other places you'll be able to find us is IAC Nationals in Salina, Kansas. We'll do the Stoll Finals over in Texas. And then we also plan on Oshkosh as always. So
there you go. Well, we were thinking about picking up a couple helmets, heading over to the Coconut Flyers, get the free beer, because you might need the helmets to just stay safe. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes,
has
sir.
Nothing to do with flying airplanes, but we could get away with that here, don't you think, Dennis?
Nobody'd even bat an eye.
Yes, good stuff. Well, once again, check them out, LyftAviationUSA.com. More coming up from Lakeland, Florida, and Sun and Fun 50-year anniversary next. Stay close.
G. Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Maybe I should learn to fly. It's not too late, right? I could learn. What do you like best? The freedom? The view?
The solitude.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me. Aloha, Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle, learning to fly. Here at Sun and Fun 50-year anniversary, we are having a ball hanging out on the flight line just before the Wednesday night air show. And Dennis, the weather's perfect. There's a few clouds in the sky, but creating the perfect backdrop for the nighttime air show. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely perfect to be able to observe the P-51 Mustang in its native habitat.
Yes. And you know, and we're mingling once again with everybody at the Coconut Flyers area. This is a great place to hang out smack dab in the middle of Sun and Fun. You can get a free beer, make a donation, and get socially lubricated while, you know, so you're good to go. And you never know who you're going to run into at an event like this. We brought CJ. CJ is a diver from Scuba Radio, but he decided to come out and check out Sun and Fun after several years of me telling him how cool it was, whether you're into aviation or not. And so far, you're pretty impressed, aren't you?
Really cool, man. Really cool.
Yeah. And we're sitting out here by the Coconut Flyers, and I hear people talking as they're drinking their beers and booze and whatever. I hear them talking about sharks. And I'm like, it caught my ear. What's your name?
Jason Miller.
Jason, welcome. And, you know, so are you new to Sun and Fun, or you've been coming here for years?
Aviation's my business. I've been coming here since 2005. I have not missed a year.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to eavesdrop, but I was standing next to these guys. Next thing I hear, I'm talking about diving with sharks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. They're not talking about airplanes. What the hell's going on here?
Well, you know what's funny about that is when people ask me, people that don't fly airplanes at all, right? And they say, what, you know, is there anything like flying? The closest thing to flying is scuba diving.
That's so true.
100%. You get up there and you are kind of flying over the surface of the bottom.
Right.
Right? You can bank, you roll, you can dive, you can climb. So the sensation is somewhat similar, and it doesn't surprise me at all that pilots are into scuba diving and vice versa.
Well, yeah, you know, flying through the ocean is kind of like flying in an airplane, so to speak. I definitely, you know, the people in the aviation community and the diving community are very, very similar. There is a certain type of twisted personality. What's your name?
Shy.
Sean, you're a diver, not a pilot yet.
No, not yet. I want to.
He's trying to make you a pilot?
Yeah, he gave me his business card for taking an online course to take a written test.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely more of a diver.
How long have you been scuba diving?
I've been scuba diving for 6 years.
But 6 years?
Yeah, I've been free diving for about a year and spearfishing with it.
Okay, so you do that. Where do you like to do that here in Florida?
I typically go to like shipwrecks out of Clearwater Beach.
Okay, sure.
I feel like I can find a lot of big Spanish mackerel there or red grouper.
Right. All right, so you like to go down there, hunt for your food.
Yes.
And now you're looking for a place to take it.
Yeah,
exactly. You want to become a pilot, fly to some exotic destination, maybe do a little free diving and that kind of thing, huh?
I would love that. It sounds like a dream.
Well, it is. You know, that's kind of what we do with Just Plain Radio. I mean, that's why we started our show, Just Plain Radio. Dennis and myself are big-time scuba divers, and we were having trouble getting to some of these cool destinations out in the Caribbean. Figured, you know, the best way to get there is the island hop. Have you done some of that yourself? Are you a diver, too?
I am a diver.
You were talking about the sharks, I assume so.
Yeah, I was telling Shai about a shark dive that I did in Bora Bora down in Tahiti at one time. And it just felt, the dive that I went on felt a little less controlled than what I imagined.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of grew up looking at Stuart Kay out here in the Bahamas. He puts everybody on there.
Stuart Cove.
He's a good friend of ours.
Is he?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what I was picturing, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit more structured.
Professional operation, right? I was telling Shai that what actually happened was, an old guy showed up in an outrigger canoe with an outboard motor and two kids, right? Yes. That's basically what happened.
And one kid is sacrificed?
No.
That's how they chum the water.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you what, I came to really love those kids, and they grow them different in Tahiti. These kids were each holding their breath for 2 minutes or more, laying on their back in 60 feet of water and blowing bubble rings that were going around the rest of... I mean, they grow up in the water.
Yes, like, indeed.
In Tahiti, literally. The island is barely
They're surrounded
out of the
water.
They
got to take the hint.
Yeah.
They either learn or they pass away or something.
Exactly.
I don't know.
So I trusted them, and they took us out beyond the barrier reef, chummed the water. About 100 black-tip reef sharks show up.
So you've been a diver for a long time, and now and the pilot stuff came second or vice versa?
No, the other way around. Yeah, no, flying is foundational for me. I was the kid at 11 years old with my fingers through the fence. And
yeah. So you're a CFI, and you're taking Shy, turning her into a pilot now.
We're working on it, mostly. Since we just met this evening.
That's how it happened.
Because of that, the only distance that's gone is I've given her my online ground school. I sell a ground school, and I was just telling Shy that in the spirit of helping a young, interested person get going in the field of aviation and make sure that she gets the absolute best instruction out there, I was going to give her the finer points ground school.
Another beer or two, you're going to get a free zero to hero class, I think. You know?
You decided to give him another shotgun, and
that's all it'll take.
I didn't even need the first shotgun. I was
yes, exactly. Aww. But see, that's what Sun and Fun's all about, bringing people together. You know, you share a few tales about flying, your favorite plans.
It's a dream of aviation, right? Yeah. Like, we've all had it, and I find that more than any other community I've ever been a part of, pilots are willing to help other people get going in aviation. Like, if anybody has the means to do it, in my experience, they just do it. They just help.
What do you fly?
Being that I'm a flight instructor, I'm in and out of everything.
Okay.
I'm a CSIP.
You're smart enough not to own one. You just use everybody else's to teach them?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, my students are like, fly it whenever you want. They throw me the keys, that's fine.
Yeah, it's all good. And I love the fact you're sharing the joy. Yeah. And you're already a diver, so there's not much you can show him.
No, she can show me a lot. She actually sounds pretty accomplished.
Okay, be careful. Be careful now. All right, but Shai, so you're here from Lakeland. You live in Lakeland.
Yep, I live in Lakeland. I'm from Plant City, but I've lived in Lakeland for several years now.
Yeah, so have you come to Sun and Fun before, or is this a whole new thing?
This is my first time, actually. I bartended the event over yonder.
Oh, yeah, I see you had on your shirt. What is that? You're a flying bartender? Oh, wait, no, frankly bartending. What is that?
It's just a bartending company out here in Lakeland, but they go all over Florida.
Gotcha.
This is my first time, though, ever at Sun and Fun. It's amazing how many planes and people get together. And
wait till the planes start lighting up and shooting bottle rockets off their wings.
I'm so excited. Have you never seen anything like that?
Oh my gosh, you're in for a treat.
Planes, but not at nighttime and not to this magnitude.
How about that? We got two airplane virgins here I know of, and CJ. You've never been either.
First time.
She's a diver, you're a diver, but you've never been to Sun and Fun.
Wow.
So you guys are in for a treat. I've seen this a few times. And they're pulling out all the stops this year because it's the 50-year anniversary.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So typically they hold back a little bit on Wednesday night, which is when we're recording the show right now at Sun and Fun. And they hold back a little bit on Wednesday night. It's kind of like the warm-up to Saturday night's big blowout. However, because it's the 50-year anniversary, they're doing the whole shebang tonight. So you're going to see the wall of fire.
Nice. You can feel the heat on your
You can feel the heat of the wall of fire. You ready for that, CJ?
I wish I could be here Saturday to see the show, but I got to go diving.
Well, yeah, that's right. He's going diving Saturday. But you're going to see the show tonight.
Yeah.
It's the same show, pretty much.
Full on fireworks.
Little of this, little of that.
Wall of fire. It's you know, Apocalypse Now, the movie Apocalypse Now.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
She doesn't remember that. She's too young for that, right? But you and
Somebody
I remember that.
To remedy that.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Big wall of fire. It's nuts.
Charlie Don't Surf.
What?
From the movie.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly. He knows. More coming up from Sun and Fun in Lakeland next. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
We'll take this plane for example. This 80-ton chub of metal, seat cushions, and Bloody Mary mix has no right to be soaring through the sky, but along comes Newton and explains something about the airflow over the wing creating an uplift, none of which makes a lick of sense, but you got 82 passengers back there who believe it so fiercely, the plane continues its journey safely. Now, what's keeping us aloft? Faith or Newton?
If the plane goes down, I'll remember where the love was found. If the plane goes down, damn.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. We're here at Sun and Fun 50-year anniversary. And Dennis, we're running into a who's who of the aviation world. We got another YouTuber friend of ours. Who do we got, Dennis?
We've got Rebuild Rescue here.
How you doing there, buddy?
Good. It's great. It's good to see you guys. And like, who's who? That's what I thought when I walked up to you guys. I was like, hey.
Well, I'm the handsome one, and he's like, the one that it doesn't look as handsome.
Well, I was going to say something to him, Greg, but you know, now that you mentioned it.
Yes.
You know,
well, thank you.
We have faces for radio.
That's right. That's why it's radio. It's not TV. It's not YouTube like what you guys do at Airplane Rescue. They you got the look.
They let me be on there, you know what I mean? I think I do have a little more of a radio voice, though, so I'm really glad.
He has a better radio voice than you or I, Dennis. You hear what
I'm
saying?
It's not a big stretch, or it's a pretty low bar, however you want to put it.
Right. Well, Airplane Rescue, you guys have been doing this for a while, and it's always good to see you at their shows and, you know, shaking babies, kissing hands, that kind
Absolutely,
of thing. That's what you do? Or what do you do at an event like Sun and Fun?
You know, I just love to come here. I love to meet the people, like, see the airplanes. I mean, airplane. You know what I mean? Where else can you come, you get to see jets flying, you get to like meet the who's who of the people that get stuff done in aviation, all the companies, you know, and I love meeting all the different like fans, you know, the people that listen to your radio show, the people that, you know, put up with watching me on YouTube. It's like the funnest thing. It's the most amazing thing. Never thought I'd get to do it, and just blessed to be here.
Well, I'm so with you. You know, Dennis and I, you know, we have the benefit of people not being able to know what we look like, you know. And, but they still manage to come up to us and every once in a while go, hey, you're that guy. I know who you are.
So, like, so I think I have a plan.
What happened?
You guys got to come up to Chester County, up to the rescue hangar, and you got to hang out a bit.
Are we going to do a makeover?
And you're going to be on the channel.
Okay.
And everybody's going to know exactly what you guys look like, you know what I mean, and who you guys are.
We're going to need a makeover, Dennis. I thought that's what he was going to go for.
Well, and maybe we can go shop through his inventory of airplanes and find you a trainer.
Well, that's right. You got anything in the works, in the pipeline there, buddy, or what?
Yeah, I got good old Buckshot whiskey.
Oh, okay, so you're going to get us socially lubricated first, or what?
150. Yeah, we got a 150.
All right, there you go.
You know, it's actually got a little some tweaks. It's a great flyer. It'd be perfect for you.
Okay, all right. I mean, how many planes are you guys working on at any given time, just depends on the week or what?
So, Greg, I'll tell you what. We just bought three more the other day. So our goal is to rescue as many as we can.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff we have going on behind the scenes. I actually opened a repair center about a year ago. We have seven techs there. Off the channel, we've rescued probably about 20 airplanes that nobody's ever seen. You know, and that's been our goal. You know, we feel really blessed to be able to show some of the stuff that we do.
Right.
We have so many things in the pipeline. The tough thing is, you know, it all takes time.
Yeah.
Takes
I'm
time.
Surprised you even have time to be here, to
be
honest.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Well, it's like, it's the only break I get from, you know, from work.
So this is your vacation as well.
It is.
All right, I got you. All right. So when you come out to Sun and Fun, though, do you wander the aisles, too, and you see little, you know, avionics and things like, oh, man, we ought to put this on this plane or that plane? Does that go through your mind constantly when you're walking around an event like this or what?
Absolutely. I think, you know, you get to see the newest stuff. You get to see the newest planes. I mean, you know, I'm looking behind you. I see a Comanche 250. Awesome airplane. I'll walk through people's airplanes and kind of get ideas too, like,
right.
and also talk to people, get some stories, and sometimes even find the next airplane that needs rescued here.
Yeah. Now I know that's what you're always focused on, but do you have a personal aircraft of your own? Like, okay, this is my personal baby that I fly when I'm just trying to get away from it and not work on them. I just want to go play. Or is it you're constantly in work mode in that sense?
So it's actually funny you mentioned, because today someone came up to me and asked that exact same question.
It wasn't me, I swear.
And it was like, what's your favorite airplane? And I think the answer, and I think you guys would definitely agree, I know Dennis would agree, for what mission?
Yeah.
So you need a different one for each mission. So I think we all need, you know, we need a float plane, we need a utility, we need something sporty.
Well, I think we both agree. You know, the Mooney that I have and you have, they're great airplanes, but they make really bad primary trainers for people like Greg because of all the complexity of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, like you said, it's for the mission. You want to go to the Bahamas with a bunch of dive gear? Well, Greg's first to tell you that my Mooney doesn't fit the bill because he doesn't think there's enough room in it.
Yeah.
So he wants
I want to bring
like
more gear. I want to
bring Bonanza that we saw cargo space.
Well, we got another diver here. We try to get me, CJ, and Dennis in his Mooney. We're not bringing any dive gear, really. You hear what I'm saying?
It's not going to work.
Yeah,
that's
right. We need something bigger, more of a cargo carrier.
We've squeezed in it, but with no dive gear.
Well, exactly. And that kind of defeats the purpose. And like, well, we can rent, and that's what we've done before. But I've been trying to talk Dennis into upgrading to something larger. You got anything in the pipeline you'd trade him up for?
We can talk.
We can talk, but I don't think
that wasn't a no.
You convinced me to get rid of that Mooney.
Yeah, well, but you have a Mooney too. You're a Mooniac. You're official Mooniac.
We have two of them. We have a M20C and M20J. They're both rescue projects. So our projects are a little further ahead than our videoing. So I can't say a whole lot.
Right. Okay.
But just like Dennis, we have a 201J. I think you have an 82.
Yes.
You said, I think this is an 83 or an 80 or I get them all mixed up. But beautiful airplanes, amazing. Like, you got to send me some information on yours.
I will, yes.
Check it out.
Yep. So when you're rescuing these aircraft too, you know, you're taking these classic aircraft that have been neglected maybe over the years and getting them airworthy again. Are you having to fabricate your own parts and everything for a lot of these as well? That's part of what you do on the channel sometimes, isn't it?
So it's actually difficult, you know, getting the parts. Like we were just talking a little bit earlier on the 401 project. That project, we're on a six-month backlog for some overhaul parts, just waiting to get them. And now we're on the we're on the plus side of that 6 months, so we got about another 2 months, and we'll have 99% of the parts we need to finish that one up.
Yeah. You still got to order them. You can't just make these on your own because FAA frowns on that kind of stuff, right?
You know, some things you can, they allow you to do, some things not, you know. But we have a really good team of A&Ps, a lot of experience. We have a whole process we follow, and so many people that really have kind of just went on the adventures with us, got involved, and it's been cool. I've learned so much, and I'm excited for the future and where things can go.
Yeah, well, it's good stuff. Very entertaining viewing. Thank on you. YouTube and beyond. I mean, YouTube's the main thing, right? But they can watch on different platforms as well, or what?
We have some videos on Facebook. We have TikTok. You know, we put some stuff on Instagram. You know, I got in aviation not too long ago, and I fell in love with it, just like all the people here at Sun and Fun today. And it stuck with me. And, you know, the thing I saw is, you know, it's everybody can't buy a brand new airplane, right? So, and they're getting crashed every day. They're rotting every day. What can we do to help save it? Well, it's getting those airplanes that have been sitting around, getting them flying again, and getting younger generations involved. Because how are we going to do that? Like, what is the age of most of the people here? You know, we can inspire young people to get involved, to know it's fun, you know, and we got to show that it's fun and it's obtainable.
Yes, no doubt it's fun. There's no question about that.
Certainly helped that, because we've shown the younger generation that there's a viable career out there in aviation. It's not a hobby. It's not just something for the idle rich. It's something that's attainable for the average person.
Go to your local airport, grab a wash mitt and a bucket, and you could talk someone into giving you a flight. I guarantee it. Or maybe pay for a cheeseburger. That's all you got to do.
All right. Well, if you don't like what he says, just watch him on Airplane Rescue, and you'll get inspired like the rest of the world. It's great stuff. Always a pleasure catching up with you, my friend.
Offer to wash the belly of the Mooney, I'll give you a free flight.
Okay, there you go. You got that option, too. We got more coming up from Lakeland, Florida, and Sun and Fun 50-year anniversary next.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
What?
How much longer?
3 hours.
Oh, my God. Can I watch what you're watching? Because the Wi-Fi is not strong enough for me to watch anything.
You should have downloaded movies, then.
I mean, I also have to go to the bathroom.
Well, that's not good. Bathroom on a plane is busted.
What?
Yeah, but you can use the emergency can.
Where's the emergency can?
You're sitting on it.
What?
You just pull that cushion up and get that privacy screen over there. Is it a number one or a number two?
It's a number one.
Ah, let her rip. It's still going to go out in the air anyway.
Just keep on flying.
This is Just Plane Radio. Gregor, co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis. We're here at Sun and Fun 50-year anniversary, hanging out at the Coconut Flyers. I think we've done at least half the show here because there's so many people hanging out, supporting the good cause, making a donation, getting a free beer. It doesn't get much better than that. And who do we have with us now, Dennis?
We've got Kim, or Flying SIC.
Flying?
But now the PIC.
PIC, you're pilot in command. Yes, you are a pilot.
I am.
You do it. And but where are you flying these days?
Nowhere. Fast.
Nowhere fast. Okay, but what you're doing, what you got to do, right? You're hanging out with your flying buddies here at Sun and Fun. What have you seen at the show so far?
Well, I've seen a lot of the Flying Eyes booth because I am helping a friend out.
Okay.
Other than that, I actually went to the Safari booth. I'm thinking about doing a little self-fly.
Safari?
Yeah, Safari, self-fly Safari.
Really? Like over in Africa or something? Or
yeah,
what do you mean?
Actually, it's done in Africa, and Louis is the guy that runs it, so I think that I'm going to plan a trip for Christopher and I.
Really?
Secretly.
Yeah, what kind of plane do you guys fly again? What is it? What plane do you have?
We have a Baron.
A Baron, right.
Yes.
So you guys fly together, and you may do the safari. You may go to a safari.
They actually have their own planes there, so we end up, we use one of their planes, and they take us around and show us their country.
Giraffes, hippos, God knows what else,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds cool. And are you looking for things here at the show as far as, like, you walk around the aisles like everyone else and go, oh, God, I need that for my Baron and that kind of thing?
There's always something to put on the Baron. There's always something to buy, of course, in aviation. There's no shortage of that, per se. I haven't been able to walk around much, but I'm going to be doing that tomorrow, definitely.
Yeah, now we have just finished up watching the nighttime air show and fireworks here for the 50-year anniversary of Sun and Fun. That was spectacular. Well, would you agree there, Kim? What do you think?
I would. It's getting better and better every year. Yeah. Everything's expanding. I'm actually loving the drone show.
Right. They had drones spelling out Sun and Fun 50-year anniversary. They had lasers. They had the wall of fire. I mean, CJ was here from my scuba radio show for the first time he came to Sun and Fun. Have you ever seen a fireworks like that before, CJ?
No, that was badass.
That was something to behold. I mean, you know, we're spoiled in Orlando where we base the show out of because, you know, we got Disney, we got Universal, they got fireworks every night. But I'll tell you what, Sun and Fun blows it out to another level like you have never seen on a much larger scale. And it is truly impressive because not only you got the fireworks, the lasers, the drones, but you got airplanes flying right through the middle of this chaos. I mean, how is this legal, Dennis?
I don't care how it's legal. It's just cool to watch. I mean, and we've seen the drone shows evolve over the last 5 to 10 years. And it went from simple pictures to now full-blown animations. I mean, they had all of a sudden an A-10 Warthog show up, and it was shooting guns, and they had fire to coincide with it. I mean, that level of integration between drones, pyro, flybys, it's incredible what they're able to do with these air shows.
So true. So true. So, we're at the Coconut Flyers. We got to get 2 number 1s, right? Is that what you're having?
What do you have?
He's at, well, okay. You have 3 number 1s.
3 number 1s.
3 number 1s.
For the record, it's a strawberry lime cider from Kiel Farms in Plant City, Florida.
That's right. That's what they're serving up here at the Coconut Flyers for Sun and Fun. Yeah, Gene Conrad and the gang at Sun and Fun really did take it to another level with the fireworks. And he said that he was going to do that a couple weeks ago on the show. And it was so impressive, even better than the hype he gave it. So hats off to the crew at Sun and Fun and his entire staff and all the volunteers that put this event on. It really was impressive.
Refreshing.
Yes. These beers with Coconut Flyers, they're serving up potent and tasty. And I think they're making all the aviation enthusiasts, and then some like CJ, pretty happy too.
Delicious.
Yeah. Is this enticing you to become a pilot, you think?
I don't know if I have the discipline to learn that, because that's a lot of skill, but I'll definitely be a passenger.
Well, yeah, I can do it. Well, so you would be my passenger. Once
no,
I get
fly with Dennis. Pilot. I'm not flying with you.
What do you mean you won't
fly with Dennis?
Yeah, I mean, she knows. If I got my pilot's license, you would fly with me, wouldn't you?
If you ever get your license?
Well, exactly. I mean, there's, you know, one can dream. Keep hope alive.
Goals.
Yes, okay. See, I can't even sell her on it. It's sad. It's very sad. But if I got my private pilot certificate, you would fly with me. Come on, CJ.
Maybe if you get, you know, a couple hundred flights under your belt.
Well, you drink a few more of these.
He does have a couple hundred hours under his belt.
Well, all you got to do is drink a few more of these ciders. You won't care. Hop in the cockpit and, you know, I won't drink. I'll just go up there and fly around where you need to go. We'll do some scuba diving and stuff. What do you think?
Need a track record, then I'll fly with
track
you.
Record? No, who needs those? Wait, Dennis, you would fly with me. Well, you'll be teaching
me.
I do
fly with you, Greg.
You do, so, but most of the time he does the flying.
But he could take over if you screw up, something happens.
Well, no,
right?
Last time Dennis and I flew together, he said I actually landed the plane pretty much, right?
You did. I sat back as the instructor and let you fly. I did not really have to jump in.
Does that give you any more hope for me, CJ? Or like a little bit more in, you know, that maybe you'd like, okay, if Dennis says it's okay, then I would be okay.
But you're not, you can't fly solo now, right?
Well, no, not yet. I got to do more training. I got to get my private pilot certificate.
So you're getting a little ahead of yourself.
No, I'm getting inspired.
Getting over your skis.
You know, people come to Sun and Fun to get inspired to learn how to fly, buy new planes, and that kind of thing, right?
Well, I'm hoping I'm inspiring you to actually finish.
Of course you are. It's like, she can do it, I can do it, surely.
Absolutely. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Well, with the exception of me. Right. You know, I don't know. I'm enjoying the journey, right? That's what it is.
That's the whole point is, if you don't enjoy the journey, then what's the point of getting to the final race?
Yeah. Well, I do want to get there. I do want to get across that finish line and become a private pilot. Maybe by Sun and Fun next year, I'll be a private pilot. You want to put any money on that, Dennis?
We had contests on this. How far back when my son soloed and now?
Right, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm still not putting money on that.
Yeah, what do you think, CJ?
I think you got to enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
I love journey, but after Steve Perry left, I was out.
I'll tell you what, when you hang out with a bunch of aviation folks here at Sun and Fun, you can't help but be inspired. The people are cool. It's a great community to be a part of. You want to be a part of it. And, you know, it just kind of gives you that extra fire to get it done. And I think it's going to happen. I definitely believe it will happen before before Sun and Fun next year. That's my next prediction. What's going on? What?
Oh, Kim's just had one of her friends join us, so we thought we'd just have her join the party.
Okay, Kim, this is your friend. Who's your friend?
Friend is Macy, and she now works for Cirrus.
Okay. Oh, and yes, we saw her at the Cirrus event. They were nice enough to feed us and give us some VIP seats.
Our South Florida Cirrus rep as well.
Oh, there you go. Exactly. Right. We're all one big happy family here when it comes to aviation. You know, it's funny. We do this scuba diving show called Scuba Radio. We've been doing that for 27 years. And then we started Just Plain Radio, I'd say 10, 15 years ago, with the hopes of getting to some of these dive sites easier in the Caribbean, doing a little island hopping on some private aircraft. And it's been a fun journey. I haven't personally gotten there yet to be my private pilot, but I've been doing quite a bit of private GA flying and hanging with the community. And I am just shocked how friendly the folks are, just like the diver, just like the diving community is. And that's where you started too, right, Dennis?
Pilots are very close to the community, and they're very giving and support. I mean, you can't find a closer bunch of people. I mean, you can walk anywhere here and strike up a conversation and find a common ground anywhere. It's just amazing. I love being around pilots because, hey, we all get it.
And we, wear stuff with plane stuff on it, just like the divers wear dive flags on hats and things. It's a very similar type of community, and I love them both to death. And look, on that note, we're going to wrap it up for this week and our final show from Sun and Fun, but I'm sure we'll be talking about it more next week. Remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.